on conservative radio, and I listen to Rush, not faithfully, but I'll listen to Rush. I mean, I got to listen to ultimately my competition. Rush, Hannity, Savage, lesser extent, Alex Jones, Beck, and of course, Mark Levin. They're my competition. Ultimately, they have what I want. They have a national platform on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, and they make millions and millions and millions of dollars. I want that. Okay? I want that. So they're my competition. So I listen to all of them. Listen to, you know, this segment, listen to that segment. Try to hear what they're most angry about. And yesterday, Mark Levin was going nuts. And it's obvious that he's a Ted Cruz groupie. It's obvious. Mark Levin is a Ted Cruz groupie. Because Mark Levin's all about the Constitution. That his entire program is about Constitution. We need strict constitutional conservatives. What is the Constitution? The Constitution, which is cool. Hey, Constitution's important. You got to live by the Constitution. But that's how he distinguishes what a true conservative is and what a good Republican presidential candidate will be. Someone who follows the Constitution and doesn't waver. Strict constitutionalist. So he doesn't like Trump, okay? So he was very upset yesterday. Very upset yesterday, okay? Like, really upset that the Cruz birther situation came up. Very upset. And what made him upset the most is that it's a liberal attack. It's a liberal position. And liberals are using this to distract everybody away from Obama's gun grab. And he's upset that Donald Trump, and he's careful not to use Trump's name, but he's upset that Trump would use liberal talking points. And the birther situation with Ted Cruz is a liberal talking point. And I just sat there and I scratched my head. And I thought back to when I was seduced by the liberal dark side. Of you who are new to the show, I used to be a liberal. We've talked about it many, many times, but I used to be a liberal. I was brought into this world by liberal parents. I've always had liberal friends. I continue to have some liberal friends. Matter of fact, all my friends are liberals, bleeding heart liberals. I will argue with them for hours. Hours will argue. So the liberal brain that I used to have remembers birtherism when it pertained to Obama. It wasn't a liberal issue. It was something the Republicans came up with. It was an attack by the Republicans. And it was an attack that wasn't by the fringe. It wasn't some Alex Jones fringe. Whenever they would ask John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, do you feel the president is a Muslim? Do you feel the president was born here in the United States? What do you... It was always an ambiguous answer. As far as I know, that was always the answer. As far as I know. So the whole birther movement was a Republican concept. It was something Republicans hatched. And like I said yesterday, the debate was never, ever, that Obama was born to a tribal family with bone and plates in their faces. The concept was always Obama's mom, who is American, and there was no debate about that, had Obama in Kenya. He was then brought as a baby to Hawaii and passed off as being born at a residence like home delivery or what have you, and in turn getting the birth certificate from a hospital in Hawaii. And this was done not because one day he'll be the president of the United States, but just so he would be an American. Because basically, unless you're in the military, or unless you're born in those zones where we occupy and have a military base like the Canal Zone, you being born on foreign soil doesn't make you an American citizen. Plain and simple. So the questions about Obama were always, well, his mom lived in Kenya, married a Kenyan, got impregnated by a Kenyan, had a baby in Kenya, and then brought him back to the United States. And that's why Obama was not qualified to be president of the United States. He's an illegitimate president. That was the talking point. And on the surface, seems plausible. I mean, when you get into the whole Manchurian candidate and that type of vibe, I start to go, you might be a little kooky. But it definitely was plausible that Obama was born in Kenya, brought to the United States, and they were like, oh, yeah, we just had him. Oh, wow, okay, sure, yeah. I mean, You're not talking about 2015 with screenings at the airport. I mean, you're talking about a time where you could smoke on an airplane. Talking about traveling to the United States being loose. So that was the Obama situation. And the right was hell-bent. Hell-bent on that concept being true and telling everyone that's why Obama can't beat the president. Like I said, all the other stuff, now you get into the weeds, you know. Now you get into the weeds of mild kookiness. But being born in another country and coming then to this country and being passed off as an American is completely, completely plausible. So here we are, many years later, and you have Ted Cruz. Okay? Ted Cruz, a guy who was born in Canada. Not to a military family, not on a military base, but a woman who moved to Canada to live. It wasn't a vacation. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to visit Niagara Falls. I'm going to see a Toronto Blue Jay game. I'm pregnant. Oh, my God. My water broke. Oh, my God. I'm going to have my baby in a Canadian hospital. Oh, my God. Is he Canadian? No, because you're heading out as soon as you're able to walk. Yeah, cool. That wasn't the situation. You know how people debate anchor babies? You know how we here in the United States, at least us on the right, debate a woman from Guatemala being pregnant and running over the border to have a baby a few months later, so that baby is automatically a U.S. citizen. And there's actually people, not in the fringe, but actual scholars that have debated if that should be legitimate as far as that baby being a U.S. citizen, and that our framers, when talking about qualifying to be a citizen and what it entails, didn't create the provisions in the Constitution for that. Well, you have to apply that to the concept when you're talking about Cruz and being born in Canada. The mom was not on vacation. The mom was not part of the military. For all intents and purposes, Ted Cruz's mom gave up on American life and moved to Canada to create a better life. There is absolutely no military involved. There is absolutely no vacation involved. It was solely to create a better life. That's it. That is it. Absolutely it. So Ted Cruz's mom lived in Canada. She met a guy who fled from Cuba. They had a baby named Rafael Cruz. That baby lived in Canada. Not for a weekend, not for a week, not for a month, but for 5 years. Again, we're not talking about a military installation. We're not talking about a vacation. We're talking about a woman who moves to Canada to make a better life. A woman who moves to Canada and assimilates in the Canadian life. She has a baby. To raise that baby Canadian. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. When you hear Mark Levin talk about John McCain or Romney's dad, the examples they're bringing up are military people. They're not civilians. They're not civilians that have moved to another country to start a new life. And when Mark Levin says, oh, this is just some liberal tactic, this is just some kooky, nutty tactic used by the liberal media to distract the people. Distract what people? It has nothing to do with Obama. This isn't distracting people away from Obama. It's distracting people away from Ted Cruz, your boy. Because you're a sicko fan. That's what you are. Has nothing to do with Obama. This is not liberal media distracting from Obama's gun grab. This is distracting and pulling people away from Ted Cruz, who were very upset about Obama possibly being born in Kenya. And people saying, this is a little messed up. It's taking those people who don't have to go, maybe Ted Cruz is born in Canada. He was born in Canada. And it's taking those people and bringing them to Trump. And that's what you don't like, Mark Levin. That's what you don't like. And now, it's not just the Washington Post, or as Mark Levin would call them, Washington Compost. It's not just them stirring some stuff up and being kooky. You now have John McCain and you have Rand Paul. Also saying, hey, the Ted Cruz thing is a little funky. Now, of course, people are going to say, well, John McCain doesn't like Ted Cruz. He called Cruz a wacko bird. Well, okay. What's your point? What's your point? Still doesn't diminish the fact that John McCain was on a radio program yesterday and said it's worth looking into. Okay? When asked about Ted Cruz's eligibility to be president, McCain said it's worth looking into. Asked McCain, how can Cruz run for president if he was born in Canada? McCain said, I do not know the answer to that. McCain said, the difference between him and me is that I was born in the Panama Canal Zone, which was a territory and a U.S. military base. And there was precedent set when Barry Goldwater was born in Arizona, which was a territory. That's different than being born on foreign soil. I think there is a question. Now, I'm not a constitutional scholar on this, but I think it's worth looking into. I don't think it's an illegitimate argument. I think it's worth looking into. Rand Paul was asked about Ted Cruz's eligibility, and he said he knows one thing is for sure, and that is Ted Cruz is eligible to be Prime Minister of Canada. So, John McCain, regardless if he likes Ted Cruz or not, has said, hey, on this birther issue, Donald Trump isn't a cuckoo bird. Rand Paul, remember, Rand Paul despises Donald Trump. Rand Paul was one of the first ones to go after Donald Trump. And for Rand Paul to say, Donald Trump does have a point. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's obvious that Ted Cruz knew this was going to be a situation. It's obvious Ted Cruz knew this was going to come up. Why? Because for many, 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 many years, Ted Cruz held a dual citizenship, Canadian and American. That is a fact. Many, 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 many years he held dual citizenship. And in August of 2013, he applied to formally renounce his Canadian citizenship. And as of May 14th, 2014, he ceased being a citizen of Canada. So it's obvious that Ted Cruz knew this would be a situation. Just like it's obvious John McCain knew that these questions could come up involving him. That's why he had the Senate draft a resolution declared John McCain eligible to run for president of the United States. Even if a precedent had been set, even if the precedent had already been set with Goldwater, they didn't want to take any chances. So the Senate drafted a resolution that declared John McCain was a naturalized citizen. End of story. So this isn't a tin hat cuckoo bird issue. This is legitimate. The question has never, ever, ever been debated in the courts as far as what classifies. What is it that classifies the term naturalized citizen? What is it? We know what the Constitution says, but what is it? And the clause that Cruz supporters and Mark Levin quote does not apply to somebody that decides to move to another country, live a life, assimilate, have a family, and still say they're Americans. No. And let me read you what I'm talking about. When one parent was a U.S. citizen and the other a foreign national, the U.S. citizen parent must have resident in the U.S. for a total of 10 years prior to the birth of the child, with 5 of the years after the age of 14. Okay? An exception for people serving in the military was created by considering time spent outside the U.S. on military duty as time spent in the U.S. This clause, when talking about citizenship and so forth and so on, was people like John McCain. Was for military families. It's kind of like the reverse on the liberal gun argument. When us conservatives say the Constitution says right to bear arms. Our founding fathers talked about this, form a militia, bear arms. And liberals go, yeah, but that was hundreds of years ago. This is 2015. Our framers never envisioned assault weapons, Uzis. They never envisioned not having to war with England and people coming into your house and trying to take your furs. Whatever. And it's the same concept here. When rules were written and they changed things in referencing natural-born citizen and having to be birthed by a resident for 10 years prior and so forth and so on, it was all done because of the military. It was done because the military generals and colonels and so forth and so on said, hey, if we're stationed over in Germany or stationed in Japan or we're stationed wherever and we meet a chick, she gets pregnant, or me and my wife move to Germany, regardless. Kind of effed up. So they went and said, okay, well, here's some, you know, rules that will cover you guys. Don't worry about it. None of this was intended for some woman in Delaware to go, you know what? I'm just not happy in America. I want to move to Canada. I want to start my life over. Yeah. I want to start my life over. That's what I'm going to do. I hear it's beautiful in Canada. I hear the people are nice. I hear a lot of good things about Canada. Okay, I'm going to go to Canada. And she goes to Canada, meets a Cuban, a guy who's not even Canadian. He fled Cuba. They fall in love. They have a child, and they raise that child. There was never an intent to go tour Canada. The intent was to live. That's why Ted Cruz had dual citizenship. He was a citizen of Canada because he was born there. Not on a fluke, not on a whim. Terrence or his mom moved to Canada to create a life for herself. He wasn't part of the military. She wasn't part of the military. So, Mark Levin, you're wrong. I know you're way more educated than me. I know you read books a day. You're a constitutional scholar. You worked in the Reagan administration. I know you're a genius. But you're wrong here, my friend, because you're in the tank for Rafael Cruz. You're in the tank for Rafael Cruz. You have a constitutional bromance with Rafael Cruz. That's fine, my friend. That's fine. Okay? That's fine. And all the other things Trump said is accurate and correct. When he said there are Democrats that have said that they will file lawsuits challenging Ted Cruz's eligibility if he becomes a nominee, that's true. Now, you can laugh all you want at who it's coming from. I watched a couple conservatives on Fox laugh because it's Alan Grayson. Yeah, Alan Grayson's kooky. He is a leftist. But he's kooky enough and leftist enough to file the lawsuit. Yeah. If you don't think Alan Grayson will file a lawsuit if Ted Cruz becomes a nominee, you're out of your mind. Filed a lawsuit in Vermont. Again, that's true. What Trump said was true. It's not Trump being Mr. Kooky Birther. This is all true. Alan Grayson has already said, I will file a lawsuit challenging Ted Cruz's eligibility if he becomes the Republican nominee. That's a fact. Mock Alan Grayson all you want. I mock him on a regular basis. But the fact is, he's going to challenge Ted Cruz's eligibility if he becomes a nominee. Already challenging Ted Cruz's eligibility in Vermont. These are facts. Facts. Undisputable facts. So I'm sorry, Mark Levin. I'm sorry they're piling up on your boy, Rafael Cruz. But the fact of the matter is, the guy was born in Canada. The guy was raised Canadian. The guy had dual citizenship. I mean, for Pete's sake, the father, legal. Ted Cruz's father was never a citizen until 2 or 3 years ago. Ted Cruz's father was not a citizen until a few years ago.